hen to come by him in. Hell, I don't know when he's gonna take this. Maybe I'm wanting it for a damn duck or a cheat or some kind of damn thing. Every time if they move me from here, it'll be the third time I've been tore up. Had to leave out on account of government taking. You know how the government does. They take the land. They give us $40 an acre for that land up there. Correcting that reservoir line. Of course, they've got it. They got the mineral rights and gravel, enough damn gravel in them hills up there, I imagine. They ain't got enough to build up levees there. They're just, I imagine, millions of yards of fine gravel in them hills that were land rubbing. Anything will change to that. I had a good place over there, Coffin. They took away from it. I was making good money over there, and they said they wasn't buying a business site. They were just paying for the property, you know, and they just come in and measured the building, looked at the room, and give me about $1,500. Stole on a barn, and 3 acres of land. And if I had to take it, I'd have to go to court about it, and I probably wouldn't have got to pay a lawyer or something, you know, you wouldn't have nothing. Tag you around. I decided when I got 65 years old, I decided I'd quit. You know, niggas wouldn't work, they'd run over your tractor, and over the disc of the tractor and cut the tires off of them, they'd all mad as hell at everything, all upset, and I just quit. Said I'm a male guard and I trap. I've been trapping ever since I was 10 years old. I followed my dad. We went to the trapping pen and got me some beef on. I just piddle around, go all over the United States, the Trapper's Convention.
You been down to Pecan Isle, trapping down there? Louisiana?
No.
Grand Isle?
No, I know where it's at though. Mr. he lived down at Sisley Island. You know where that's at?
Hmm.
They lived down there. He's one of the biggest fur buyers in Louisiana. I reckon he's one of the biggest in the South. He buys boys, lots of soap, and lots of fur. But that's rat country down there. We
neutral?
Yeah, rats and neutral. That's what they catch down there.
That's a big old thing though, isn't it?
I believe it. I read in a Trapper's Magazine or something, I take every one of them I know of. I believe it 3 or 4 years ago it was around a $4 million rat neutral interest in the state of Louisiana. They sell more fur than any state in the union, a dollar and a cent. They got all them swamps, you know, and all them rats and nuisance things down there. And they sell a lot of fur down there. We got a good fur business here in Mississippi.
What about your dad? Can you tell me about your folks when you were born up, when you were raised up?
Well,
where did he come from?
My granddaddy left Germany my great granddaddy left Germany when he was 18 years old, and he come to Richmond, Virginia, I reckon. He hid out on a boat and come over here. His name was Joseph. And he went to Mooresville, North Carolina. And he raised 5 boys and 2 girls. And he was 42 years old and he was killed in a 7-day battle at Richmond, fighting the Yankees. The first 7-day battle at Richmond, they had 2. But he never did get back home. And every in the United States is a descendant from old man Joseph.